This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, and it's time for our Reynolds School Media Watch with Al Stavitsky, Dean of the Reynolds School of Journalism here at the University of Nevada, Reno. Welcome, Al.
Always a pleasure, David.
Likewise. And you brought a guest to the studio today, so let's go ahead and start off. Please go ahead and introduce your guest.
Well, we're delighted to welcome to the program, as we have welcomed to the faculty, our new Reynolds Chair in Media Entrepreneurship, Mignon Fogarty, who will be joining the faculty for this semester in a new role to infuse our curriculum with media entrepreneurship, to give our students an understanding of the need for innovation and personal branding and entrepreneurship in this fast-changing media world.
Well, Mignon, welcome to the KUNR studios.
Thank you. I'm absolutely excited to start the infusing.
let the infusing begin officially. Well, good. And this is a brand new chair. Before we get Mignon involved in the conversation too deeply here, talk about why this role has come up and what this is all about.
Well, given the profound changes in the media industries, it's been clear that this is a new area of emphasis in journalism education. In years past, journalism schools prepared people along what we called an industrial model. You know, we had a print track, we had a broadcast track, we had an advertising track, we had a public relations track, and students, you know, came in knowing roughly what they wanted to do. They went through a curriculum in which we prepared them to go to work for a newspaper, a radio station, an ad agency, and out they went. And that model served us well and served industry well for many years. But now, with the turmoil in the field caused by digital disruption, and now we have all kinds of paths being crossed because of the internet and mobile broadband, and it's changed the very nature of what's a radio station and what's a newspaper, you know, in this digital environment. And as a result, now our students are going out into a very different workforce where, in many cases, they're creating their own jobs, their own opportunities, starting their own businesses, or in other cases, they're going into established what we call legacy media operations, but maybe intrapreneurs, in that they are being looked on to innovate and to create new opportunities for traditional media. And so this is now an area that we need to prepare our students. Traditionally, business schools did entrepreneurship, and we're going to work with our College of Business very closely, but there's a whole new discipline around media entrepreneurship, and Mignon's appointment really positions us firmly in that area.
Let's go ahead and turn to you now, Mignon. You have a following that people will hear your voice is familiar to many as Grammar Girl. We've had you on this show, or at least on KUNR here in the past. And so you got these two personas. This is a little bit of a different challenge. How do you feel about this? How does this fit in with your world? And what brought you to this interest in this chair?
Right. Well, this is great because I've always been an entrepreneur ever since college. I actually had my first little business out of my dorm room. And, you know, most people know me as Grammar Girl because I've been successful in creating that brand. But what many people don't know about me is that I'm also the founder of the entire Quick and Dirty Tips podcast network. And Grammar Girl is a business and Quick and Dirty Tips is a business. So, you know, for the last 8 years or so, I've been, you know, an active part of running the Quick and Dirty Tips podcast network. And now it's also a huge website. So I've been working in the web, you know, actively with my own business for the last 8 years or so. And before that, I was at a number of startups. So I've been, you know, thinking about how to turn websites and podcasts into businesses for, you know, gosh, nearly a decade now.
Yeah, what a perfect fit, as you've described, Al, the position and the whole focus on not just journalism, but entrepreneurship and how journalism is done and how do you market that? How do you build businesses around that? What a great fit, again, for you, Mignon, here. And many people don't know that you're actually local, unless you happen to have listened to this show before or know you. You're right from our area, so right in our home grounds here.
Right. I didn't even have to move to come here. And in fact, I've met a number of the graduate students in the program already. And, you know, we talked about infusing the program with entrepreneurship, but they're already interested. They're already doing it. A lot of them have done internships at startups. So I view my role more as supporting and encouraging their interest that already exists. So I think it's just a great group, and I'm excited to, you know, try to help them do amazing things that are already maybe on their radar.
And this is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. We're in the middle of our Reynolds School Media Watch segment with Al Stavitsky, Dean of the Reynolds School of Journalism here at the University of Nevada, Reno. And we're talking also with the new Reynolds Chair in Media Entrepreneurship, Mignon Fogarty. Mignon, what do you see the opportunity here for you to work with students and really change maybe their career path or help them be more successful?
Right. Well, you know, for my class in the fall, we're going to be looking at having them consider media businesses that they could start. You know, I'm sure some of them will view it as a class project, but others, it might really become their job after they graduate. So we'll be, you know, brainstorming ideas, talking about how we all currently consume news and maybe where there are holes in that consumption that could be filled. Potential different business models. You know, you not only have to create a great and interesting product, but you have to create something that people are willing to pay for to make it a business. And I think that's something that is often missed in traditional education. You know, people don't think so much about, but is it a viable business? So we'll be focusing on that a lot, too.
And Al, from your perspective, what was it about Mignon that brought her to the top to be selected for this chair?
Well, I think the main two things were she's a natural educator. I mean, she has built a very successful business and brand around education, in this case around grammar. So not only, you know, is she a natural educator and terrific in the classroom and in working with students, but she has built a very successful business and is therefore the very model of the media entrepreneur that we want to hold up for our students to see the opportunity that is out there.
How does this, in your world, Mignon, change what you do with this new title?
Well, I'm still trying to figure it out. I think I'm going to be awfully busy because I'm going to continue to be Grammar Girl and produce that weekly podcast and articles and do the writing that I do there. But I think that serves as a great example for students to see the work I do. And also, you know, I probably won't write a book this year. With Grammar Girl, I do the podcast every week and the email newsletter. Over the years, I've done a lot of additional projects. I've written books. I created a card game. I created an iPad, iPhone app. You know, I probably won't be taking on those additional projects for the next year or two, at least, until I sort of get my feet on the ground as a teacher at the university and make sure that I can do that well, because now that is my primary responsibility. It's my job. So I'm going to be focusing on that a lot.
You still have evenings and weekends.
Right. I know.
Well, it occurs to me that I don't know exactly what a chair does or means. Give me a little sense, and for our audience as well. You talk about classroom work. What does this mean? What's the role do?
Well, a chair is an academic position that is supported by private funding. So these are named chairs and professorships.
Chair, right?
So in this case, support was provided by the Reynolds Foundation, which is also the patron for the school, of course. And so when you have an endowed supported position, that provides an additional support fund for the chair holder to be able to do things in the area of the chair. So, for instance, we're fortunate in the Reynolds School. We have chairs in business journalism, in media technology, and now in media entrepreneurship. And then we also have the Leonard Chair in ethics and writing that Cesar Andrews holds. So this is an opportunity for the Reynolds School to take leadership in this important industry through the generosity of the Reynolds Foundation, allowing us to create this position and provide additional resources for Mignon.
And how does that translate for you? Go ahead in terms of what you're doing.
Yeah, I was going to say I've already been trying to go out in the community and meet the people who are influential in entrepreneurship here. So, you know, I've met with people at EDON and Summit VMS and GirlMade. You know, I'm trying to get out there and get the lay of the land and figure out, you know, who's already doing what in the entrepreneurship community and then how I might be able to play a role there or supplement what they're doing.
And you mentioned in the classroom, you're gonna. Do you have a couple of classes you teach, or is there a curriculum, or what is the general?
I'm teaching one class in the fall. I'm teaching media entrepreneurship. I'll teach two in the spring.
Okay.
And then two in the fall after that. So, you know, we're developing a program in entrepreneurship, so it's going to take some time to get that in place.
Okay. Well, great. So you have student contact as you're developing partnerships in the community and growing the entrepreneurship brand really here at the university in kind of its own way, right?
Absolutely. We'll be very engaged with the College of Business and with other parts of the university that are also involved in entrepreneurial activity. And it's all part of the university's mission to be an active agent in economic development in the state and our region.
This will also open up the opportunity for us. I'm hoping to have you as a grammar girl on the station here on about a monthly basis. And our listeners can expect something hopefully in the next month. As we kick that off, now that you're here on campus, I can capture you.
That would be great. I'm always happy to talk about language.
Well, thanks very much. Very exciting opportunity here, I think, for you, Mignon, for the university, for students, for really our community as we develop these partnerships and help train our students in the journalism world how to build businesses and do more as entrepreneurs, not just just journalists. So very good. Al Stavitsky, Dean of Journalism here at the Reynolds School. Thanks for coming by today. Appreciate it.
You are most welcome.
And an official warm welcome to Mignon Fogarty here, our guest and Al's guest as the new Reynolds Chair in Media Entrepreneurship starting in this next semester here, which is just next week. Welcome to KUNR again, and welcome to the university.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here.